We should not mix that metaphor.
Sorry.
For the blue man. There we go. Good afternoon, everyone. Sorry, Julie. This is a subcommittee on public safety of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. Today is June 3rd, 2015, and I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 5534.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair, Senator Shields, and members of the committee. This afternoon, we have in front of us the budget bill for the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, Senate Bill 5534. The Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a total budget for the upcoming biennium of $51.1 million. You can see kind of in your materials on the front page of the memorandum, the agency receives about $9.5 million of general fund. All of that is for debt service on the facility. They receive about $37.4 million in other funds. Most of that is criminal fines accounts funding, and the rest are dedicated fees for particular programs. And you can see that there's kind of a sizable recommended increase in federal funds of $4.1 million up from just $260,000 in the current biennium. And that's the result of transferring an existing program from the Department of Justice to DPSST. And I'll talk about that in a minute.
Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. Representative Woodsnett.
Jill, what's the interest rate on the loan for the police academy?
Oh my gosh, I do not know. I can find
out. Is it worth refinancing? Have we looked at where it's worth refinancing it? Or?
Come on up.
Thank you, co-chairs and Representative Wisner. To your question, DPSST actually is not involved in that discussion, but we are with DAS constantly, so they do refinance those loans on on an ongoing basis to get the best rate for the state.
Thank you very much for that information.
Thank you. So our recommendations are, there's kind of four main topics. We're recommending funding at the current service level for most of the sort of regular ongoing activities of the agency, the Criminal Justice Standards and Training Division, the Fire Standards and Training Division, Private Security and Investigators, the Public Safety Memorial Fund, and Administrative and Support Services. This current service level is about 5.1% above the 13-15 legislatively approved budget. We're also recommending one policy option package to provide mental health crisis intervention training statewide. That would increase their limitation by $379,000, and it would add two positions that would be phased in, I think one in October and one in January. Some of you may recall that the agency received a grant from the Federal Assistance to Firefighters program for the purchase of a new skid truck frame. So we're including that limitation so they can buy that. That's a one-time only amount. And then we're recommending that federal funds limitation be increased by about $3.7 million. And that comes from reassigning the fiscal responsibility for the state's federal HIDA program from the Department of Justice to DPSST. And that's a very limited sort of responsibility for the agency. They're basically paying the bills, literally being the fiscal agent, coordinating the payments to the different HIDA programs throughout the state. I think there are about 17. The Department of Justice actually runs one, so they'll be handling the reimbursement for the Department of Justice as well. Two existing positions will be moved from Department of Justice to DPSST just to carry on with that kind of accounting work. So we can go through, just to kind of go through your work session papers real quickly, I can just point out the pages on which there's more information about each of the things that I mentioned. On page 3, there's a description of the mental health crisis intervention training package. Just tell us a little bit more about what the agency intends to do there and why it's...
I don't have that.
Oh.
Can you share? I'm not taking my screen off.
You know what? I'll pull mine up. You guys get this.
Okay. Thanks.
You can all share.
Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, that's right.
Do you guys have something? On page 6, there's a description of the Assistance to Firefighters grant for the purchase of the new skid truck. That grant does require a 15% match, and that amount has been included in the agency's ongoing regular limitation. And finally, on page 11, there's a description of the HIDA program. There's a little bit more information about what that program does in Oregon and what...
Page 11?
Yes, page 11. And what DPSST's role will be in as the fiscal administrator for that grant. So unless you have any particular questions...
I just have a question, and which I didn't know, and maybe they don't need it this budget cycle, but policing excellence. Do you know whether there was a budget request or what's happened with policing excellence?
So, co-chairs and Senator Winters, when DPSST came forward through both governor's development process and through agency requests, we did have a number of policy option packages in our request to you. One of those was two additional positions for Center for Policing Excellence, one for a researcher, one for a developer. We're very aware that there's still discussions going on within this body about 3194 reinvestment. So while it's not in front of you today, I believe it may come back at some other point if there's an ability to do that. And that's my understanding. There still is a need there, but we're also very aware of there's ongoing discussions in the building.
But the center itself is within this budget.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. Well, just for the record, I hope we do. We spend a lot of time in going through setting the policy for 3194 and some of those components. And also I'm very mindful of looking at what's occurred across the country. And we have not had those occurrences here in Oregon, thankfully, because we've been very proactive in talking about the need for training. Sometimes we only think about training with just where the boots are on the ground. But one of the things I think that we've identified and what some of us, in looking at what's happened across the country, if we don't have our captains and our supervisors and others involved in the training, we will miss the boat, if you will. So I hope that we actually make certain that we continue. We made those investments the last time around, and I personally would like to see it. We're not making front page headlines, I think, because of and thanks to DPSST and the people who were working. So I just need to put that on the record that this senator really supports the policing excellence initiative that we started.
Thank you, Senator.
I just would like to ask to clarify, if I may, Madam Speaker. The mental health thing is you're going to have people training officers how to deal with it. It isn't like they're going to be counseling the officers.
No, co-chairs and Representative Barker, and I'm sorry, I should go back for the record, Eric Skalbeck, Director of the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training. What we really are looking to do is lean into this discussion. What we provide right now in basic training is adequate, but not enough. So I don't want to say by any means what we're doing is not good. But we realize that this is an emerging issue, not just in Oregon, but across the country. And we have pockets of CIT programs, crisis intervention training, Portland, Marion County, Eugene. But we have vast acres of nothing. So what we want to do is a couple of things. One is to daisy chain together those CIT programs that exist in jurisdictions. And I think that's mine if you want to. Sorry, we have an emergency on campus, so that might be my phone. I apologize. We want to daisy chain together those CIT programs so that we have a network of CIT within Oregon of those established programs, and then branch out from them to the surrounding areas, and then reach out to the rural communities that don't have those resources and get the first responders training, and not just the first responding officer, but the first responding firefighter, the 911 dispatcher that's going to get the initial call so they can try to triage it, and also to the corrections deputy that's going to get that person in a facility when they get incarcerated, unfortunately, which is the case. So really, we want to lean in and develop not only some four-hour awareness classes for the dispatcher and for the corrections officer, but more in-depth classes for those first responders. So we really are looking to lean in heavily and more than we have in the past on this.
Great. Thank you.
Councilman Corsick.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
I'm just following.
I just want to reiterate what Senator Winter said. We have started down the road of 3194, which I think is an extremely important direction for us to go, and I think most everybody knows how I feel about that. But we want to do more to enhance policing excellence, and so I think it's a mistake if we don't manage to come up with the money for that. I think it's too important to walk away from it. Thank you.
Senator Bates.
Yeah, I'm sorry I came a few minutes late. I was tied up in the majority office. The mental health crisis team is what we're all talking about here, and right now we're trying to develop across the state crisis centers like Marion County has. One's being built in Portland right now. It'll be ready in 18 months. Douglas County is going to be ready January 1st, and there's several others that are talking about it. One of the goals is that when an officer interacts with the mentally ill patient, they don't take him to jail anymore. They go to the crisis center, and they don't go to the emergency room. They go to the crisis center, and they don't end up at our prisons. And so my question is, doesn't seem like this is very much money here. I mean, am I reading this correctly? Is there some matched money from the feds? Are you doing it with some internal funds you already have? How do you plan to expand a program across the state rapidly at this financial level?
Co-chairs and Senator Bates, I believe what you hit is our concern, and that is that this is our first step into this discussion, and as we shared earlier, we don't know if this is enough, but this is a start for us. So our goal would be to really focus on the public safety responder part of this equation, but then obviously loop in those local resources, those nonprofits, those healthcare facilities. But what we're looking at is how do we get those diffusing skills, those triaging skills for that first responding officer that's going to encounter a person in mental crisis. And then obviously behind the scene is the larger support network, and not just from the healthcare side, but also from the veteran side, because we have a lot of returning veterans that have mental health crises, and we already have a partnership with the VA, and we're doing training with them on how to interact with veterans. But that larger network that supports these officers is going to be built, and I don't think DPSST is the place it should be built, but we obviously want to be involved in that discussion with our local partners and then have our trainers basically figure out what those resources are. And as you know, we have along the I-5 corridor some robust systems, but then we can go into eastern and coastal Oregon where we have few, if any, resources after 5 o'clock Monday through Friday. So in some places, I don't think that infrastructure exists, but we still have public safety responders 24 hours a day responding with these situations. So it's getting them those initial tools. And then we may be back, and I don't say this either good or bad, but we may be back saying, you know what, we just got our finger in the water, and this is a lot bigger issue than two trainers can handle, and we need more help. But this is our initial step into this, and we're hoping to have a significant impact, but I don't know how big this is going to become.
Thank you.
If I could just add to that, that's part of the purpose of the Center for Policing Excellence, is to figure out where our training needs to go. And I want to thank the agency for how involved you've been and how open you've been to conversations in this building, this session, about what ultimately results, or that ultimately is police training. Mm-hmm. So whether it's DNA testing, mental health issues, profiling, we'll be hearing a profiling bill, and you know, that's all about training. And this agency has been at the table and really involved in these conversations, recognizing that you don't need to build necessarily that kind of infrastructure, but for everybody who is trained through this agency and is doing continuing education and all of that, that these guys are really looking at some pretty core issues around policing and community involvement. And I want to thank you guys for it, because we wouldn't have some of the bills that we're having move through this building without your support, and so I want to thank you.
Thank you. And co-chairs, I appreciate the comments from all of you, and I would be remiss, you know, obviously we have great staff who work for us, but really it's a partnership. It's a partnership in this building. It's a partnership with Criminal Justice Commission, which the chiefs, the sheriffs, the public safety partners. It's not about any one agency. We're really collaboratively working across this, and I think what's unique about Oregon is that we are willing to have difficult discussions that don't happen in other places. So we have Portland Police Bureau involved in discussions that involve Pendleton. That doesn't happen in other places where agencies don't really work with one another, and we're very
unfortunate, and I think Center for Policing Excellence has been the catalyst to allow that to happen in a safe environment. So I appreciate the comments.
That just reinforces my earlier comment that I really do hope, that we're able to find the resources for policing in excellence. Because I was reminded not only of what we did with the work we did in 3194, but what was happening across this country. And for me, when I talked to my constituents, I said we can be very thankful that we've got DPSST and we've got training, which I believe had we not had that. And had we not had all this collaboration, that we might have had some of the similar pot of cakes that existed across the country. I was very thankful in looking back in time for individuals like Senator Gordon and others when we passed legislation to begin the work on the mentally ill and what have you in DPSST. So I'm just very thankful that DPSST and our law enforcement community and others have really been engaged and want to become the excellence of all the 50 states. So I just really encourage if the co-chairs are listening to find some money on their rock or any place else.
I'm sure they're glued to their set.
Yeah, exactly.
I have this view of them with a stethoscope out right outside the door. Going,
well, it's not that far away. It's right on the side of the wall.
Right on the wall.
Although I will say I thought that, Madam... Yep, co-chair.
Absolutely.
I never thought that the co-chairs were listening until one day I started debating a bill in here. And then Senator Schrader said, son, come on out here for a second.
And I think co-chairs and Senator Winters, to your comment, we will never be done with our work. And I don't say that in a bad way, but we live in an evolving society where technology now is another layer on top of that. So we have the human interactions to go across the state 24 hours a day, where we have men and women serving our communities that are interacting with people. We have technologies now that are emerging, such as body cameras and all the other things that are coming out. So we'll constantly keep evolving. But what we also are looking at is different ways to do it through the Center for Policing Excellence. So if you look at a lot of our states, and it's not a criticism of our neighbors, but the answer for them is to add more weeks to training. We're already bringing men and women in for 16 weeks to be a police officer, sheriff's deputy, a state trooper. And when they leave, they're honestly just spent because they have never even seen a patrol car yet, but yet they have all this knowledge that they haven't applied. So I think tying into the crisis intervention discussion, we provide a solid program. We want to obviously build on that. But really what we're trying to do is get those officers, deputies, troopers, and all the other public safety partners out in the field so they've actually experienced interacting with people. I'll give you an example. Some of you know I'm a volunteer firefighter in Dallas, and I interacted a few weeks ago with a young teenage girl that ate glass in a care facility. They requested the fire department, the police department, and the ambulance to help her. She's in a care facility. The amount of training we got on that was very minimal, but we see this as a way now that you've had people have interactions like this. How do we build on their experience and give them more tools so the next time they encounter that, this is how you can help these people. So I think we're looking at different ways to do it and not just adding more weeks to basic training, which is not only costly for all of us, but also those people haven't even applied it yet. So we're looking for different ways to get that information to them.
Excellent. Thank you. Mr. Co-Chair.
Ready for a motion?
I am.
Thank you. Get my head back in the game here. Madam Co-Chair, I... move that we move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5534.
Senator Shields moves the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5534. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved. Performance measures.
Thank you. Following the budget report, there is a key performance measure report. The agency has 9 key performance measures, although the 8th one has several parts. We're recommending that we accept performance measures 1 through 8 as presented, and the agency's adding a new performance, or is proposing to add a new performance measure that actually has to do with measuring the increase in knowledge that people gain from going through the new programs that are associated with the Center for Policing Excellence, sort of a pre-post knowledge test for those participants. And we think that'll be a good way to continue to craft the Center for Policing Excellence classes in an effective way.
Why is key performance measure 8 structured the way it is?
Is it the font, Madam Chair?
So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
There are, every agency is required to have sort of customer service measures, and they have to meet each of the different sorts of categories, expertise, helpfulness.
Oh, I see.
It's all
so
kind
you're
of
pulling
the same
one
thing,
out. Okay.
But it's for, you know, how helpful were they? How much expertise did they have?
Right. So it's the same question, but you're measuring a different thing with each question.
Yes.
That's not confusing.
Madam Co-Chair, welcome to our world.
I will stop my public comment.
There you go.
All right. Mr. Co-Chair.
Madam Co-Chair, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Senator Shields moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? So moved.
Thank you. So for the final numbers part of the recommendation, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of $9,555,476 of general fund for debt service, $37,476.45 in other funds, $4,148,299 in federal funds, and a total authorization of 139 positions, which is 137.17 FTE. There is one committee amendment that updates the numbers in the printed bill to match what I just read into the record.
Okay, ready for the final motion?
We have to move the amendment in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Yep, Madam Co-Chair, I move the dash one amendment into Senate Bill 5534.
Senator Shields moves the dash one amendment into Senate Bill 5534. Any discussion? Any objection? So moved.
Ready for the final? Madam Co-Chair, I move Senate Bill 5534 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Shields moves Senate Bill 5534 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objections? So moved.
Some carriers.
Who wants to carry it? You want to carry?
I'll do it. Yeah.
You carry on the House. You're not on full, though, right?
No.
I can do
that. Senator Winters, you want to carry?
I'll talk about police excellence.
All right.
There you go.
Just don't speak
all
too
right.
much.
Is there
back in Portland by 11:30.
Is there any other business for the committee? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Excellent. Thank you all very much.
We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you all very much.